Moncrief on News Talk.
Going for a tarot card reading is something you might think only your mammy might indulge in, but thanks to TikTok and the like, it's generating a lot of interest among younger people. Amanda Healy is a tarot card reader based in George's Arcade in Dublin. Amanda, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Have you noticed this as an uptick in younger people coming in?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. Since the pandemic, really.
And why do you think that is?
I suppose it's because, well, first of all, social media and stuff like that, like, it's a lot more accessible. I think in Ireland in particular, just because of the decline of the Catholic Church, I suppose, that people don't have a structure. So they're searching for something. They're searching more now than they ever were before. And it's after exploding on TikTok.
And the things that young people, well, like, would the younger people come in with specific sets of questions for you? There's things they want to know.
Yeah, there's the usual: love, money, travel, a lot of travel during the pandemic.
Mm.
And where are they going with their career? Do you know what I mean? So an awful lot of, and then as well, their spiritual journey as well and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then it depends on the person as well. It depends on where they're at. Some reads are easier than others. You know, it's just like 1, 2, 3. And then others, they might have a lot going on. So it might be a lot of mental health stuff going on and stuff like that. So you kind of, yeah. So it just depends on the person. And like, everybody comes for all sorts of people come for tarot reads, but particularly the young people, it would definitely be, I would feel anyway, because of the lack of, I suppose, guidance since the Catholic Church has kind of declined a little bit.
But has it struck you that it differs from maybe an older cohort of people that might come to you as well, the things that they want to know?
Well, yeah, because they're in a different life cycle, I suppose. Do you know what I mean? They don't realise it yet, but life hasn't gotten that hard yet.
Yes. That's what you should tell them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you can't
you
say
that.
You don't
know
though.
What it's like.
Yeah, you can't say that to them yet, though. So, and I mean, in those terms, then you do kind of do a longer read, I suppose, projecting more into the future. You know, you're going to have 3 kids or blah, 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 blah. But I always say tarot is more about the potentials than the absolutes.
Yeah.
And I think the reason that the Gen Zs like tarot is because it kind of lets them feel that they're more in control of their lives than other spiritual guidance, I suppose,
yes,
and stuff like that. And that's what I say to people in readings is, you know, I'll tell you the possibilities, you go out and make it happen. So I would give more options so they just feel more in control of their lives that way.
Yeah.
And it's autonomous, I suppose. They can, they're doing their own soul searching, because anybody can buy a deck of cards, bring them home, read even off the internet what the meanings mean, and then take from that, because it's a psychological tool as well for examination, not just about futuristic stuff, if you know what I mean.
Well, somebody's texting to say the uptake is because young people have money to spend, because they aren't spending money on a mortgage. I don't know. Well, they don't have the chance to spend money on a mortgage.
Well, they do ask me about that as well. Yeah. Don't worry.
But I imagine, like, with some of your customers, you know, would come back every month or whatever.
Yeah, no, I say once, maximum every 3 months to a year if you can manage it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then if I get the people that are trying to push that, eventually I 2 or 3 times, and it's like, no, don't want to see you for at least 3 months.
Right, okay.
Because people can get addicted to it.
Mm.
Do you know, because you do feel good after it. It gives you a sense of hope, and particularly this time of year. gives you a sense of hope and kind of looking to the future. But you just have to be careful that, like, you don't become reliant on tarot readers. I'm the same. I say to everybody, it's and, you know, they're not 100% right either. So you just have to not take it with a grain of salt, but take it at the time and then continue on with your life, and then see if whatever the tarot reader said came through. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to be very ethical.
So, like, and younger people coming into you, if they're coming in for the first time, does it ever happen that they're a bit disappointed because they want you to be very specific? Next Tuesday at 7:30, you're going to meet the love of your life, kind of thing.
To be honest with you, the young people don't. It'd be more people that would be kind of older that would want that kind of fortune telling stuff. The way that I do it is more like a big chat, is what I say to people. And they usually walk away going, God, I wasn't expecting that, because they're going away with a lot of food for thought, because I look at it as options, not absolutes. And I think that's where tarot has become so popular as well, in a way, because it's not just a fortune telling tool anymore. It's a tool for guidance.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And again, back to, you're putting the control back into the person's hands, not that I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen. Do you know what I mean?
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where somebody come in and you might say, well, maybe you need to go, you need some other form of professional help here?
Yeah, oh, I have a list of numbers for therapists, like doctors, all sorts that I've built up over the years because I've been reading for 20 years. Because what I say to people as well is that people will come for a tarot reading, but they will often tell you stuff that they won't even tell the therapist because it's all about hope.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And what would happen if this happens? So they'll tell you stuff that's in their mind that they might not tell their closest partner.
Yeah.
So it is a big, it can be a big thing, but so I do have a list, of all sorts of people.
Are there a lot of and a lot of people coming in with anxiety or various forms of anxiety?
Yes. Well, I mean, not like an overarching amount, but definitely. And like people with mental health disorders and, you know, and a lot of creatives would be massively into tarot as well, of all age groups. And a lot of the spectrum, people on the spectrum, most of my family are in the spectrum as well, will be gravitate towards the creative stuff. So it's like often, especially with the younger cohorts these days, they would have some sort of diagnosis. Not all of them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it depends. There's, like I said, there's a massive mix, but at the same time, it's no joke, to be honest.
No, absolutely, it's no joke. No, no. Is it hard on you if you have a normal day and you see half a dozen people and they've got, you know, various troubles that are pressing them down? What do you do then? You just go and get mad drunk. Please say that's what you do.
Sometimes I do. Yeah, a lot of psychic smoke actually, because it clears off the. I know I shouldn't be saying that on live radio. Like I have a maximum amount of people that I'll read for, and then per day, and even if I've had a hard day, if I feel like I'm not able the next day, I have a little shop there as well, you see, so in the arcade, so I just say, oh, no reads today, the shop is open, because you do have to mind your energy. It's like being a therapist, but it's a different form of therapy. I mean, it's not absolutely therapy, you know, because it's not regulated or anything like that.
Stop laughing when you say that. That's probably not a good thing.
I know, I'd be shocked now.
Amanda, lovely to have you in with this. Thanks very much for doing so. That's Amanda Healy there, a tarot card reader, and has a little shop based in George's Arcade in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.